From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Afghans take to the streets in Kabul to protest Islamic State. Afghan security forces firing warning shots to disperse angry protesters in Kabul after some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace. Demonstrators were in the capital protesting the beheading earlier this week of 7 civilians, including 3 women by militants allegedly linked to Islamic State. Ayaz Ghul files this report from Islamabad.
The victims were members of the minority Shiite Hazara ethnic community. They were kidnapped by IS insurgents more than a month ago, and authorities found their headless corpses Sunday in the southern Zabul province. The violence sparked outrage across Afghanistan, leading to the massive protest rally. The demonstrators carrying the coffins marched through the streets of Kabul despite heavy rain and cold weather before gathering in front of the presidential palace. The protesters chanted anti-government slogans and demanded President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah step down. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Protesters also chanted down with the Taliban and down with Daesh, which is an Arabic acronym for Islamic State. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State for 2 years. State-run television says Syrian forces entered Kuwiris airbase in Aleppo on Tuesday after nearly a month-long offensive. It says the military success was made possible by support from Russian airstrikes.